I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Previously on Succession, a podcast series designed to help you through the fantastic story of the Roy Empire. I'm Katie Puckrick.
Season 2, Episode 3, Hunting.
We begin in a quiet coffee shop where Greg sits opposite a writer, Michelle Pansel, who's writing a book on the Roy family. Greg opens by telling her this meeting is a meeting to decide if he's willing to have a meeting with her. Pure Greg. Greg is keen not to upset Logan, stating his uncle can be scary, vindictive, violent, and paranoid, all of which is taken down in a notebook by Michelle, much to Greg's immediate horror. He tells her he didn't actually say that yet. She says if he wants anonymity, he should have said from the outset, to which Greg reminds her this is not a meeting, it is simply the precursor. Elsewhere, Logan is living up to a few of the descriptors used by Greg as he meets his doctor. Doc suggests Logan should rest and maybe sit out the company retreat to Hungary. Let them do the meeting without me? I don't fucking think so. From doctor to board meeting, and the news isn't any rosier. Logan's keen to acquire another media giant, aka PGM, run by the Pierce family, in a bid to make his own portion of the pie too big for Stewie and Sandy to take a bite at. They'd fucking choke, says Logan. He berates a few board members who are concerned about making a new acquisition right now. As Logan leaves, they voice serious concerns about the plan. Later, Logan is discussing the best approach towards the PGM idea and asks banker Jamie Laird who in the team would be their best bet in an approach. I mean, Logan actually asks, who's our most pointy-headed fuck? But, you know, the gist is there. Jamie declares that pointy-headed Frank always had the best relationship with the family Pierce, and Logan decides to bring him in, despite serious concerns from Roman, who, as we all know, fucking hates Frank. Jerry and Carolina enter with an interesting video. Connor is talking to camera about his presidential dreams and how he wants to abolish taxes. He then challenges the government to come and arrest him for not paying his own taxes. It's awful. At home, and after recovering from Connor's campaign rehearsal tape, Roman tells Tabitha about the PGM plans and asks if she can get him in touch with Naomi Pierce. He hopes that if he can get in first, cement a deal early, he can leave as the conquering hero and push for number one son again. Asking how they know each other, Tabitha reveals she slept with Naomi. Rome asks if there's anyone she hasn't had sex with. You, replies Tabitha. In another home, Shiv takes a call from Roman. She's keen to get an excuse to join the company retreat to Hungary, but Roman asks her to go and see Connor instead to rein him in, because his video may upset a few important people they already have deals in place with. He hangs up before Shiv can refuse. Everyone prepares to leave for the retreat in Hungary. On a private jet, Carolina tries to break some bad news to Logan about Michelle Pansel's Roy family biography. Before they can reveal the news, Logan begins firing shots, declaring he doesn't want the book coming out and anyone found to be talking to Michelle will instantly be fired. Carolina says, based on what she's just been told, Michelle has met with someone close to Logan already. His paranoia kicks hard as he begins to wonder very loudly who has betrayed him. Anyone who has spoken to her is dead to me. They're fucked. No one goes sniffing around my panties. Ken reveals the information to Greg that someone has talked. Greg squirms hard. But it was only a meeting about having a meeting, damn it. In Hungary, Logan welcomes Frank and presents him with the gift of an expensive watch to mark his return. A local man enters and tells them it is time to go hunting. Back in the United States, Shiv visits Connor and sees he has some serious guys on his campaign team. She tells him he shouldn't run for president on the back of his current taxes plan, as he'll end up in prison. Willa enters and greets Shiv. Shiv asks Connor not to release the video for fear of humiliating the family and himself. Instead, Connor asks Shiv to join his team and work for him. Shiv is, of course, not interested, and declares to work for him would require her to have a lobotomy first, adding that his first presidential video is fucking batshit, then joins Willa for a drink. On the hunting trip, Greg asks Tom about the guy Logan is tasked with investigating the biography leak. "Is he nice?" asks Greg hopefully. Tom frowns. "You're asking about the moral character of a man named Ratfucker Sam?" This does little to calm Greg's nerves. Greg reveals he is the one who talked to the biographer. Tom is worried and tells Greg not to tell Logan because he might kill him, and also pray he can trust Tom himself before reminding him to trust no one ever. Out for drink, Shiv and Willa talk about Connor. She is trying to talk Willa into reining Con in. They're joined by a tall, handsome man who immediately catches Shiv's eye. Ken and Roman talk as they head for the hunt. Ken asks Roman if he received a call from the biographer. Rome says, of course he did. "Did you talk?" asks Kendall. "No," says Roman, then asks if Kendall talked. Ken admits he's thinking about talking to her. They are interrupted when Roman's phone rings and he suspiciously takes the call in private, fobbing Kendall off when he later asks who it was. The hunters shoot at pigs from towers, then later pose with their kill. That evening, Tom is approached by Jerry and Carl about doubts over the Pierce deal and how it might be good for Tom to raise the doubts with Logan, as he's family and Logan likes him. Tom is unconvinced. "He did once call me the cunt of Monte Cristo," he replies. Jerry mentioned she spoke to Shiv, suggesting he could go to her as a hero who faced down her father. Meanwhile, Logan hears word from Jamie that someone has tipped the Pierces off about the plans and that they should back off right away. Logan is furious, declaring the tipster must be somebody on the trip. "I've got snakes in the fucking basket," he rages. When he joins everyone for dinner, he plays it cool and friendly. Tom approaches and tells Logan that he might say something, but Logan should disregard it as it's not real and he won't mean what he says. He then tells his father-in-law a lot of people are against the Pierce deal. Logan listens, then turns to the room. Back with Shiv, and she's talking and flirting with the man who caught her eye. He flirts back. In the meantime, Connor releases his campaign video. In Hungary, the group sits to eat dinner. Logan begins to rip into the gathered team in search of his snake. He begins with Frank, holding nothing back as he describes his old colleague as a fucking creep and a worm who's crawled back. Frank asks, "What's happening here?" Logan stands and declares someone has spoken to biographer Michelle Pansel, and also the Pierce family. He begins going around the table, asking, "Are you a rat?" He demands everyone place their phone on the table. Logan moves through the room, being cruel and callous to everyone he talks to. He then pinpoints Carl and sends him to the corner of the room as part of a game he calls Boar on the Floor. Carl is joined by Tom and then Greg. Roman is told to stand the fuck up. He immediately tells Logan that Kendall took a call from the biographer. Ken says he revealed that to smoke Rome out for his dad. Kendall asks Roman to tell them about his mystery call. Roman says it was Frank. Logan screams at Tom to sit on the floor as the snake search continues. A chant begins, "Boar on the floor, boar on the floor." Greg and Carl are also told to sit as the chant grows. Logan holds a plate of sausages and demands the three men oink for them. Despite obvious reservations, they all begin to oink. This is weird, right? Logan then gets the three men to fight over two sausages, with the loser being deemed the mole. The men fight over a sausage as Roman videos the madness. In the aftermath, Ken grabs Roman's phone for him. They tussle as Roman demands it back. back in the less unhinged land of Shiv, well, slightly less, she sleeps with the man from the bar. Kendall goes through Roman's phone, finding an odd phone number. He then tells Logan it was Roman who spoke to Pierce. Rome suggests he was trying to land the deal, not screw it up. "You're a moron," says Logan. "Bore on the floor," suggests Ken. Logan's temper is high. He demands to know who's backing him on the Pierce deal, to which Ken tells him, "Nobody does." Despite the news, Logan is ever more determined that they go after PGM. "We're going after it, and what's more, I will win," he says. The next morning, Tom is something of a laughingstock and pretends he's had one too many and can't remember anything. Logan finds out that a former staff member called Mo talked to Michelle Pansel, but that he also passed away the night before. Greg gets a momentary gulp of air. He thanks Tom for not ratting him out. Jerry visits Roman in his room, and as she buttons his shirt and he flirts, she convinces him to go on a 6-week management course. On the plane home, Frank tells Logan he has had contact from Rhea Jarrell, CEO of Pierce, and she's keen to have a meeting. Tom returns to Shiv a shaken man after the events of the getaway. He tells her maybe what she told him to ask Logan wasn't all that great, and he wants a more level footing with her in matters of their tactics. He asks how her trip was. Shiv answers, "Do you want to know?" "Maybe later," replies Tom, as he realizes she slept with someone else as part of their open relationship. The phone rings. Logan calls Shiv and tells her he is bringing her in. I hope this was useful. If you need any more help, all episodes of Previously on Succession are now live. Just search in the Previously On feed. And don't forget, when season 3 airs, we'll have a weekly discussion episode hosted by Jamie East, along with some very special guests, which will go out the following morning. Thanks for listening.
Written, produced, and published by Daph Doris.